Alan, a bit of a different afternoon for you this afternoon, stepping in for Stevie Crawford, who's out the country as you take the reserves here at Kelly.
Yeah, no, he's on his pro licence, so they're away for, I think it's 4 days. I stepped in today and me and Sandy, so it's good when you get a positive result.
And you're always at the reserve games anyway, so you would be used to watching the players in action, so how did you feel they got on overall?
No, especially second half. I thought we were really good second half. First half, we weren't quite as creative as we normally are, but second half I thought we'd done really well, getting good areas, scored good goals, and it's always nice to get a clean sheet as well.
Four or five first team players took part and got a good 60 minutes under their belt, if not 90, so you'll be happy with the fitness levels of the guys as well.
Yeah, no, that's what it's about. Reserve games are difficult for first team boys coming in to play, but I thought their attitude was spot on, putting a good performance, and it's all about getting closer and closer to the first team.
How do you temper those expectations from the first team to reserve games? Is it more about fitness from your perspective for the first team guys, or are you looking for a good performance from them as well?
Yeah, look, it's difficult sometimes because obviously you're playing against younger teams and whatever, and it's difficult to kind of motivate yourself sometimes playing against the boys. But I thought the boys' attitude was first class. It's about fitness, it's about sharpness, and I thought they all put in a good showing today.
And it was good to see guys like Callum Higginbotham and Robbie Muirhead on the score sheet, two good goals as well.
That's what you're looking for your first team boys to do. They should be coming here and they get the opportunity to play. They should be scoring goals and creating chances. Both of them done that. So it's certainly done their chances no harm.
And Ryan Williamson and Lewis Martin getting vital game time at full back, and both looked very strong and solid in that position.
Yeah, no, Ryan's his usual self, bombing forward, and it's good to get Lewis back as well. Obviously he's missed a lot of football, but it's another 90 minutes under his belt.
Two late goals by youngsters Lewis Sawyers and then Brandon Wood kind of put a bit of gloss on the end of proceedings, but overall a deserved victory in the end.
Especially second half, I thought it was really commanding second half. To be fair, Cam McGill had some great saves first half, where the game was probably 50-50. But second half, we totally dominated and we could have scored more goals.
Talking of Cam, he obviously got called up to the Scotland Under-20 squad yesterday. Another great achievement for the club.
It is not. Cam, he's a top keeper. He's going to have a big career. It's good that obviously he's had the call-up. I'm sure that would do his confidence a massive boost as well. And it's always good for the club as well when you get a bit of recognition.
And just overall, I mean, a good afternoon's work, four goals, a clean sheet, doesn't seem like any injuries, so a positive afternoon.
It's always positive when you win and put in a good performance like that, and we've just got to make sure we continue that, get that little bit of momentum, even the reserves. It's important that you win games and get in the habit of doing the right things, I'm really happy.
And your focus will now turn to Falkirk on Saturday.
It's another massive game, we're all looking forward to it. It should be a good crowd as well. That's the games players want to play in. Good atmosphere, and it's important we go and get 3 points.
Perfect, thanks Alan.
Thanks.